picture them with their glasses of Chardonnay.
Yeah.
And there's keyboards.
Yeah.
So yeah, this will be cool. It'll be the rock version. And then we're going to play. We're going to play a bunch of old tunes. And it's a bit of a reunion show for us because I haven't played with Graham Christofferson in a couple years. And I haven't played much with Rob lately. And same with Leah. And we're going to have like a couple of guests come up here and there as well. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, surprises.
Maybe.
So you're back in Vancouver for a little bit. What did you miss? What have you been, you know, what was some of the things you've been doing? You've been back in town for a week now.
Yeah, I came in town. The catalyst was...
Yeah. Everyone's doing it.
Jumping off the bridge.
No, it's okay. So the movie was great. I enjoyed it very much, actually.
It was cute. Didn't we say that?
I said it was cute. And it got some really funny lines. And the line you post was really funny, actually.
Yeah. Bread makes you fat. Yeah,
it just the delivery. It's like a lot of really silly, cute lines in it. Yeah. But and it talks about Battle of the Bands, though. So.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how we met. Full circle there.
Yeah, back in 2002, I believe.
Holy crap, world. Yeah.
Yeah.
It might have been back then.
I think it was back then. So why don't you play a few more songs, and then we'll talk a bit more about many
Sounds
other things.
Good. Okay, yeah, we'll get some stuff off our chest. This is a song I was listening to perhaps too much Tom Petty. I figured rather than hide that, just celebrate it. It's another new song. I hope it's okay I'm playing new songs, but yeah, I guess now they'll exist. Here we go. I'm dressed up with nowhere to go. Melinda ain't never home. I'm dressed up. Friday night I'm in some brand new clothes, but Melinda won't tell me where she goes. But I'm dressed up. She knows where to find me. She's never beside me. I wonder just where I'd be if I could just shake her out my mind. But in the meantime, at least I'm dressed up. And some days I just stare up at the sky as those bluebirds go flying by. And they know where to go. Not me, I'm still waiting for the call. I just feel a little lonely is all. I'm okay, I'm alright. I'm okay and I'm alright. Because this girl's gonna be out tonight. They dress up, they dress up. And so I'm dressed up. And some days I just stare up at the sky as those bluebirds they go flying by. small sip from my Dixie cup here. And then this next song is going to end with La La's as well. And it's about my my grandparents. It's called Eddie and Rita.
October Man live on CITR, Mark. So, new songs and everything. When did Fortress come out? It's a while ago, eh?
Fortress came out, I think it was September of 2009.
Really? Yeah, so it's almost a year.
Almost a year old, yeah.
Yeah, almost a year old. So you're working on some new songs. Is it going to be something else in the works?
Yeah, we're actually starting to record. We just demoed 12 songs. And gonna go over them with the people we're gonna record with, and then hit the studio hopefully next month in September.
How's recording gonna be done? Is it, well, the last album was sort of done in different parts at different times.
Yeah, the last one we did two different kind of sessions, one in Ottawa, and then one in Portland. The Ottawa stuff was more electric, the Portland mm-hmm. stuff was more acoustic, and it was done predominantly live. Mm-hmm. This time we're gonna do the beds with Andy McGoffin. In London
and Ontario. Yeah, House of Miracles.
House of Miracles, yeah. He's done a lot of cool records like Jim Guthrie and Great Lake Swimmers and Constantine's. And then we're going to do some Toronto stuff just with friends and on our own, and then figure it out from there. It's going to be a little bit more collaborative. And actually, Jim Guthrie's going to help out with the record in terms of producing and playing on it, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm a fan, so that'll be fun. He actually he saw an interview on YouTube where someone asked me who I'd want to work with on our next record, and I said Jim Guthrie. And
yeah.
He saw that on his own, and then emailed me and offered his services. So maybe jumping the gun talking about that record. It hasn't started yet, but
well, it sounds like it's great. And you were telling me before that that injury was like ages ago. It was like a year.
Yeah, it was like a year old.
So yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's running into it. That's awesome.
Yeah,
sounds like it's gonna be a good one. Is there a time frame at all?
Not a release time frame. Yeah. I'd like to just do the recording first and then figure it out afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah. Is it? So, do you think this is going to be sort of a mix of a live electric thing, or heavy thing, or slower, just all over the place?
It's going to be all over the place, but the the goal is to give it some kind of a 50s flavor.
Oh yeah.
But actually, when I listen back to the demos, there's like, it's all over the place. So it's going to be pretty random, but it's going to sound different than the last couple of October Man records for sure.
Right. Right. Well, my questioning is going to be all over the place, too. I don't know. I'm trying to randomly come up with things that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, no worries.
I do want to talk. So your influences, you talked a bit about Tom Petty,
yeah.
which you love.
Of course.
And we all know about, I know about Bob Dylan.
You've heard of him, man.
I've heard of him. Yeah. Well, I've seen a lot of Bob Dylan stuff at your place.
Yeah, it's funny. I read this book, I think I was like 19 or something, and it was his biography. Called No Direction Home. Oh no, is that what it's called?
Some Dylan fan you are.
Yeah, but it was written by Robert Shelton.
Yeah.
And it's very detailed. And I was reading this book, and I didn't have a lot of money at the time, but I became so obsessed. I'd read a chapter where they're recording a certain album, and I couldn't help myself but borrowing my mom's car and driving to HMV and buying that CD so I could listen to it while I was reading about it. And
wow.
So I basically read about his whole career, and by the end of it, I owned half of his albums. I learned how to play a lot of his songs just by listening to them. And I don't know, it kind of helped me learn how to write songs. Obviously, I will never come anywhere near to his caliber or status, but he's a good blueprint, I think, for any singer-songwriter. And he's an obvious one. Everyone knows Bob Dylan. It's not like he's some underground, you know, enigma. But yeah, he's an enigma. But he's huge.
Good. Yeah, yeah, a lot of influences. Actually, I was more intending to it. Totally, completely different again. It's not that you just want to listen to a lot of singer-songwriter or the rock type. It's they're rock actually. You've been stalking Pavement.
I have been stalking Pavement. It's very embarrassing. I'm glad you brought that up. But yeah, no, they were my favorite band growing up. They're probably a lot of people's favorite band, but as everyone knows, they got back together. And I was doing a tour in Europe in the spring, and everything was all lined up. I had like 32 shows booked and not many nights off. And then when I got there, I got two emails kind of close to each other. One was a show in Amsterdam, or just outside of Amsterdam, that got canceled. And then there was a show in Brussels that got canceled. And they wouldn't tell me why, and like I was just like, I was kind of bummed out because I was excited to play these places, and I'd already bought a flight from London to Amsterdam, and I heard Pavement was touring Europe, so just on a whim, I looked up their tour dates, and they happened to be playing both those cities on the nights that my shows got canceled. So my theory is that the promoters either wanted to go see Pavement, or they just decided, or they realized that no one would come to the show if I was competing with Pavement. So I decided to go to both shows. Scalpers in Europe, they don't charge extra money. I paid less than the ticket price for one of them, and then the other one I paid the exact ticket price. I just
really
walked up to the show, yeah, and I went with friends, and they were both in like old theaters and kind of the best way to see them.
And they were good.
Oh, amazing, yeah. Go see them at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, you guys will be.
Because they are coming in September, and I know there's still tons of tickets available because tickets half price now.
Really?
They it's buy one, get one free or something
man.
Like that.
I got to tell my buddy Graham because he's like, oh, I can't afford to go.
Yeah.
But I think
they just dropped that. Yeah, they just dropped that on you. And then you saw them again in Montreal, right?
Japan Droids were playing this crazy festival, and I ran into them. And they said they can get me in for free. And they're like, yeah, Pavement's playing. I was like, I'm there. So, yeah, I got into that one for free. And then I went to the Toronto Island show with good friends of mine that I'd actually seen Pavement play with these friends of mine in the 90s. I went again to their Toronto show. And it was fun watching it with those guys. We were singing along to every word. And yeah, no, they're my favorite band. And I feel like a bit of a groupie. But, you know, it's a once in a lifetime.
Right. It's
four times in a lifetime.
Four times in a lifetime. Yeah. enough about, I don't know, any other things, but do you want to play a few more songs? We'll come back and talk a bit about, I don't know what. I'll think of something.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just kind of running around here, but would that be cheeky? I don't know. Maybe I'll play a Pavement song just because we're talking about them. Is that okay? Are we allowed to play covers?
It's awesome. Do it.
Okay. I might screw it up though because I haven't played it in a long time. There is no. Oh, yeah, how's it going? There we go. Oh, sorry. It's been a while. Castration fear. In a chair, you will be with me. We'll dance, we'll dance. Some Brazilian nuts for your engagements. Check that expiration date, man. It's later than you think. You can't enjoy yourself. I can't enjoy myself. You can't enjoy yourself. I'm not having any fun. Move that swing and watch it break straight like an arc. But I won't be there to lead you. Cause I just don't have a clue anymore. Maybe we can. Sorry, yeah. Pavement, We Dance. They play that song in a... did they play it in Amsterdam? I think they did, yeah. I might play another cover song. This was a rough year for losing brilliant songwriters, and Alex Chilton passed away from Big Star. And I couldn't stop listening to the song when he passed away. I already liked it, but then it kind of took on another life. It's called The Ballad of El Goodo. Let's see if I can try this one. Years ago, my heart was set to live, oh, and I've been trying hard against such unbelievable odds. Gets so hard in times like now to hold on, but guns they wait to be stuck by, and at my side is God, and there ain't no one going to turn me going to turn me around. There's people around who tell you where to go and which places to run to. And it's easy to go. Zip you up and dress you down and stand you in a room, but you know you don't have to, you can just say no. And there ain't no one going to turn me around. Ain't no one going to turn me up and trusted. I've been broke down and busted, but we'll get ours and they'll get theirs if you just hold on. Years ago, my heart was set to live, oh, and I've been trying so hard against unbelievable odds. Then you're in a room, and I fall if I don't fight, and at my side is God.
October Man live on CITR. It sounded great. So actually, a couple of cover songs I saw on your website.
Oh yeah.
And I commented on one already before about the Sloan cover.
Yeah.
And I was excited about Twice Removed being played live.
Yeah. We were just talking about Sloan's so, doing that album.
So they're doing they're playing the album from top to bottom in entirety. They did it once at Sappy Fest. They're doing it again in Halifax. Have you ever thought of doing that? Like, would you ever play an album from top to bottom?
I think you need a classic album.
Yeah, no,
to
it's
do
true.
That,
but still, like, what? No, okay, that's to say. But still, though, that would be the logistics of that. Because I find a lot of people usually talk to them and say, "Oh, I never played that song. Like that song, we never play live." Or
yeah, it's funny. it's hard to get band members to play the ballads.
Yeah.
So usually I don't know about a band like Sloan, but yeah, usually people just want to play the rock tunes, so you just kind of skip the slow jams and bring the rock. But I don't know, I kind of like it when I go to a show and I see a diverse kind of set list, and that would kind of flow like an album, you know.
Right.
Got a bit of the every single angle
covered. Every single angle going. Yeah. Yep. I was so one thing that people seem to talk about now, again, switching topic, which is what I'm really good at now, is, well, I read a couple of interviews. I think even in the straight one, I was just reading a lot of talk about one of your songs being Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's in the straight today, too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Ryder was bragging about that in
bragging
this interview.
About
and
so can you briefly, there's more to it than just like a one-liner. Like, I think your mom called you about it.
Well, yeah, it's kind of funny.
So what was the story?
We heard that they might use a song in one of their episodes, but you know, our publisher kept saying, "Don't get excited, you know, you know, we'll let you know if it's happening. Right. So I try not to think about it too much. And I've never seen the show. It's not like I'm like, oh, I it's my dream scenario. But it's a nice paycheck, and it's a nice exposure, because I know they do a soundtrack, and they make sure they credit the bands.
Right.
And anyway, so I flew to London, and it's an overnight flight, and I landed on my birthday, and I was traveling with some friends of mine that were touring as well. We were doing some shows together to start the tour, and you know, when you land, like you turn your phone on and get a couple texts, hopefully if you're popular. Anyways, I got a text from my brother, and he said that my mom was watching Grey's Anatomy. It's her favorite show. And then she said she almost fell off the chair because they played one of my songs.
Awesome.
And she was watching with her boyfriend, and they were kind of freaking out because it's kind of cool, you know, it's when awesome. You don't expect it either.
So they didn't, they have no idea that was going to happen.
I told her that it might happen, okay. But I also let her know it probably wouldn't happen just because I didn't want, you know. So, and we heard it might happen like a month earlier than that, so we'd kind of forgotten it by that point. So it was a nice birthday present, to say the least.
Yeah. It's nice when your parents hear you too.
Well, it's true. I mean, part of being a musician is like sometimes you're worried that you're kind of like, you know, I don't know. There's a Stephen Malkmus line, actually. I trust you will tell me if I'm making a fool of myself. And so I think a lot of times you think that to yourself, like, oh, like, am I just, you know, Mr. Vanity out here? But yeah, when you get something like that, it's nice. It helps justify maybe some of the efforts going on.
Right. And speaking in that vein, I don't know if I'm dreaming this. I think it's true. I remember seeing somebody posted, there's like a TV show, and then there's a Kids These Days song that got played. And then the kids were making out to it. Did I dream of that? Or?
That was our first, the Kids These Days' first big break. And the funny part
about
your
old band, the Kids These Days.
Yeah, exactly. Kids These Days being the kind of where we got started, my first band when I moved to Vancouver. And yeah, we had a song on a Kelly Osbourne show on ABC, and they paid us for it, and then the show got canceled right before that episode that had our song aired.
Oh.
So we never saw it, but they posted it on online or on some DVD, and someone emailed it to me, and it's absolutely hilarious.
I saw it, and then did they sped it up or slow it down?
Yeah, they speed it up, and then it's just all these different teenagers like making out with each other.
To your song.
It's really creepy, but kind of hilarious. Yeah.
That you should send it to your mom too.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That might be a little. Yeah, she'll actually. Not to keep talking about this, but she called me once, freaking out, like almost hyperventilating, and it's because she was watching another one of her favorite shows, which I didn't realize was one of her favorite shows, Degrassi. And they played a Kids These Days song on Degrassi, and my reaction was more like, "Mom, you watch Degrassi?" Yeah. But anyways, that's not quite as big time as some of those U.S. shows, but.
But no, yeah, it's good though. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I was just gonna say basically, it seems like a lot of musicians or people that play, or even just people that do, not even music, but just out of feel, it's to for their parents to like redeeming when your parents kind of notices. Like the world kind of crosses paths.
Yeah, exactly.
Because otherwise, they're wondering, what are you doing? You know.
Yeah, I was talking to some. I forget which musician, but he's like, yeah, like until I'm on the cover of Rolling Stone, like my dad will never understand, like, you know, what the hell I'm doing. And this guy, I can't remember who it was, but I remember they were pretty successful. But it's not like parents know like what pitchfork.com means or is. And so, you know, there's different levels of success. And yeah, when there's a mainstream one, unfortunately, like the big perk is that it's something you can tell, that your dad can tell his buddies, you know. It's that's the way it goes.
Yeah, that's cool. So what are your plans for the rest of the year, I guess? Are you going on tour again?
Yeah, we're actually going back to Europe, and this is the first time I'll have a drummer and a bass player, so we're playing kind of bigger shows. And
so first time ever in Europe?
Or you always usually I was just a solo troubadour. That was the only way I could really afford to do it, but this last tour went pretty well, and so yeah, we're trying out bringing a band this time. And
when you're playing by yourself in Europe, do you always find that you're playing with other, like a small places with other solo members or solo bands, or just mismatch so they don't?
It's kind of mismatch, and that's why I started to want to bring a drummer. I did like 2 weeks of shows with my bass player who switched between keyboards, and we're actually playing to drum loops as well. And that's when I realized we should just bring a drummer, like when you're playing the pre-programmed drum beats. And it worked, but it's just nice to have like that. Be a band. Sure. But yeah, we played with some We played with some pretty cool people. We played with have you heard of Jeffrey Lewis? He's this guy from New York. He's pretty cool. But yeah, and then other than that, you end up playing with really good Canadian bands.
Well, how does the logistic gonna work with drums? Would you be borrowing them or just be bringing?
Yeah, it's like renting gear from buddies, or like there's some cheaper options that I'm looking into.
Okay, well, good luck with that. But
Thank you.
Do you have more songs to play?
Yeah, I could try some more. How are we doing for time?
We got 15 minutes.
Okay. 15, all right, we were talking about Kids These Days. Maybe I'll play a Kids These Days song just for
for all the time's sake.
For you know what's and giggles.
Yeah.
You know?
It's for the kids to make out to listening to on the show.
Exactly. If anyone's listening at home, you know, with their high school girlfriend, now's your big chance.
To ship it down the coast, but then the border town is where my heart stuck, because I missed you the most. I missed you the most. Of engagement, well, they got lost on Channel 4. So let's leave this land of pavement, sweetheart. Let's leave this killing floor, 'cause there's so much more in store. Complexities, and I can't force her next to me. When she drinks it strong, she drinks it strong. I don't think drinking's wrong, but the morning through the day and into the night, because the truth in the details, but those little details are hard to find. I'm gonna wait right here and listen to my grandfather's old tales. I'm gonna reach out for a little peace of mind, 'cause yeah, the truth is in those details. But those tiny details, no, they were never mine. I'm gonna hang on to your coattails, 'cause you are a friend of mine.
those details, the details. You have any requests, Ben? You know most of my songs. Is there anything you think of?
I don't know what you can play solo, though. Can you play everything?
I can try sometimes. It depends. Which one are you thinking?
Well, since I just got a call from Becky, she really liked Rhythm Safety, but do you think?
She did like that. Okay, yeah. I could do that.
Yeah.
I've played that solo many times.
Yeah.
I can change my harmonica here.
Yeah.
How's Becky doing? Have you heard back?
I haven't heard back, yeah. But she's probably went to bed. Probably not, but oh well.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward. I interrupted Ben on the phone. Because I was going to ask
I'm on the phone all the time when I'm, my radio show. That's all I do.
And I was asking him what time he wanted me to play. And then so he got off the phone with this person. And I didn't realize that it was a crying female that had just been robbed in New York.
I wasn't robbed. She just lost her phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's not, I don't feel so bad.
Yeah.
It's really awful. Yeah, it's okay.
Chris, that's what Chris does.
Yeah. He's good at it. Anyways, this song goes out to Becky. Hope she finds her phone or her wallet.
It's her phone, yeah.
Oh, so how did she call you? Payphone?
On Skype.
Skype, oh.
Yeah, it's technology. It's crazy, yeah. That is
crazy. All right. So is this the last song? Is this the last song, you think?
Yeah, probably it.
All right, perfect.
Yeah,
all right, this is the last song. Thanks so much for...
Yeah, thanks for coming. I'll talk to you afterwards.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll see you.
We'll say some goodness, yeah.
Double entendres and bills that we launder. These mountains of molehills, the gypsy boys they wander in search of their first love and castles up high. But when pressed upon you, I couldn't help but lie. I'm barely awake, and this truth I won't ever break, as long as I take a hold of my neck and strangle each word till it all sounds absurd. Your hearing gets blurred, your sounds are all I've got. Top drawer, like an old pair of socks, neatly tucked away, that my grandmother bought me with the savings she had every Christmas morn. But now I'm feeling so bad, all my socks are torn up. Judges and juries, they convene in a hurry. But don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Because the powers they've got seem like a lot, but it just ain't enough to snuff out all the meaningful stuff. Dressing yourselves one leg at a time, and keep stacking those shelves, empty bottles of wine. In the basement we're in, it's a foolworthy mess. We were living in sin, but we couldn't care less. the storm was pissing. It was some trying conditions. And in this old jurisdiction, we still bleed with conviction. We keep on wrestling demons on an empty platform. And our elders, they were screaming, why won't you come back home? Can't you come back home? I need you to come back home. I don't think so. Why can't you come back home? We need you. But as long as we run from safety, we'll find a way out here, maybe. As long as we run from safety, we'll find a way out here. As long as we run, we'll find a way out of here. As long as we run from safety,
October Man live on CITR, playing tomorrow night at the Biltmore with many, many fine folks. Mark Lodge, Emma McGrath, Fine Mist. Biltmore, you know what time it starts? Like 9, 10 o'clock?
9:30, I think Fine Mist goes
9:30.
On.
9:30? Is it one of those like sharp things, you think?
I think it's going to be quick sets. There's four bands, and yeah. Come on out. It's going to be a reunion of sorts. A lot of good friendly faces.
It's
going to
be good times again, yeah. Yes,
sure.
You can see me really drunk and wasted, probably.
That's worth the price of admission.
It's worth the price of admission. And, website, I don't know, just do a search for October Man, it shows up.
Yeah, it's pretty Googleable.
Like, yeah.
Actually, we're competing with this, there's a pickup artist.
Called October Man?
Yeah, there's a strategy called the October Man sequence. I don't know what it is. I haven't looked into it.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah, so...
It's based on you.
Maybe. how not to pick up women. Yeah. So
wow.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know it existed.
Yeah, no. So that's the other thing that you might turn up if you Google October Man. Just to warn
you. Now it's something to make fun of you.
Yeah, perfect. Something else.
The October Man sequence.
Exactly. I've said too much.
Anyways, thank you so much for coming. Thanks to Chris Riffick for just being...
Moral support.
What? Oh. And then thanks to Irene for sound
of
support.
Course. Thanks, Irene.
And
thanks,
man. Coming up next, Linus and Hypnotic Groove. We are going to, I guess, play in Mohawk Lodge, and then we'll switch over to Linus. Thank you, CITR.ca. You want to listen to this again? CITR.ca, podcast. All good. Bye-bye.